When you're plowing, what do you call those leather things that you guide the mills with?
Guidelines.
Okay. If you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay, what's the difference in those two things?
Reins. Well, I'm not sure. Are reins joined together somehow, whereas the other two are separate or not? I don't know.
Okay. And what do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
Okay. And when you plow two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
Okay, if something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little, what, off?
It's a little ways off.
Okay. And if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you could say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backwards.
Okay. And if he fell this way,
he fell forward.
Okay. I might ask you, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no, something or one. What would you say?
No, not one.
Okay. Have you heard nary or nari used in that?
Nary.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Okay. Somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, and you say, oh, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. And a crying child might say, he's eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay.
Not none.
Okay. Would you ever say that?
No, I would never say that.
Okay. Would you ever say it tongue-in-cheek? Or for a joke, to be a joke?
Oh, I might do that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you might say, now that boy's sport. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble. What? Would you ever say like is not or apt is not?
No.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by plow?
Furrows.
I'm sorry, what?
Furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say, we really did raise a big
crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
Okay. Any other words you might use on that?
No.
Okay. Sometimes when you cut down grass for hay, it'll grow back in the same season. You go back and cut it again.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call that when you can go back and cut it again?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call old dead dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a crop that hadn't been planted that year but just came up anyway?
I don't know.
Okay. Wheat, you in the field, you would tie up into a
sheaf.
Okay, and you'd take several sheaves and tie them up into a
bundle.
Okay. Okay. You might say we raised 40 of wheat to an acre.
40. I don't know. Do they do it in pounds? No.
This is a measurement, like, it's half of it would be a peck. 2 pecks.
Bushels.
Okay, would you say a whole sentence for me?
We raised 40 bushels of wheat to the acre.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats in order to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I can't think of the word.
Okay, would you ever say threshed or thrashed?
I'd say threshed.
Okay. And then, would you say the oats is threshed or the threshed? Did you say threshed?
Threshed.
Oh, the oats are threshed.
Threshed? Am I confused?